Wait a little, my Sigurd. You are still only a boy. Your father was a hero. Much there is for you to learn before you can wear his sword. But, mother, if you would give me the sword, I would be a hero too. For then I would go away from here and do some great deed. Stay with your mother now, Sigurd. Be brave and true. Think not of yourself, but always of others. Then some day you shall do great deeds. The years passed, and Sigurd grew taller and stronger. His hair was golden, his cheeks were rosy, and his eyes were large and shining. Other children loved him because he was unselfish, and everyone in the palace was proud of the beautiful boy who always spoke the truth and who was afraid of nothing. Regan the Smith. In King Alf's palace lived a very old man named Regan. He was so old that no one knew when he had come to live there. Regan was the greatest smith in the world. He made spears, swords, and armor such as no other man could make. He made wonderful things of gold and silver also, and Sigurd loved to run into the smithy and watch Regan at his work. Regan was a very wise man and could play sweetly upon the harp and sing wonderful songs of heroes and their battles. But Regan was very unhappy, because many years before a great treasure had been taken from him